Hello.
Hello, Cameron.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Cameron. It's Laura with Local Splash about the first page placement on Google for your business.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
It's a muggy day, so it's fun.
Well, I wanted to check back in with you. I know you needed to cancel with Town Square and speak with your partner. How'd everything go with you?
So I talked to my partner, and he didn't seem like he was fearful. I still have to cancel with Town Square and whatnot, but that's not a big deal. Things that I'll complain is I've already made a payment for this month to him. So
that's all I have to think. oh no. Okay. So I mean, what would you want to do? Do you want to move? Because you can still cancel. I mean, whatever you paid them, though, you are going to lose out on that. But I mean, if they're not really doing anything to begin with, you're really not,
I'm not really losing out on anything.
So I mean, we can get the process started, and basically, you would just need to tell, you know, Town Square whenever you have a chance, like just to stop doing whatever they're doing. But we can already start the process. Is it something that you would want to do?
Hold on, it actually looks like Ivan might be coming by.
Yeah.
You might be able to talk to him.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I think he's coming for a water, so good timing.
Ah, perfect.
Whenever he gets over here, he moves like a duck.
It's okay.
Hey, this is Laura with something Splash?
Local Splash. Oh.
That's the...
Oh, okay, that's the internet you were talking about. Okay.
Mm. And all that.
Alrighty. Nice to meet you. I'm Ivan.
Hi, Ivan. I'm Laura with Local Splash. I know Cameron probably went over a little bit about the program. Would you like me to briefly explain to you how it works?
Yeah, if you could hit a couple key points on it.
Yeah, perfect. Okay.
When you lose something in translation.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're a Google Premier channel partner. We've been doing this already for 19 years, and what we pretty much do for you is get you on that first page of Google when people are looking for you. And it's based off of keyword searches, so you're going to let me know what type of services you want to be found for. And we're going to have you be pulling up for those type of keywords whenever anybody searches for them. So it's first page placement on Google on Bing. We retarget those same people that are looking for your services on Facebook. So we do run Facebook ads in front of the people who were searching for those keywords. We target income levels, age groups, as well as the locations you're looking to get work. You do get a dashboard, so the dashboard's pretty much going to track everything, and you have access to that as soon as you sign up. But just to be clear, there's not going to be anything going on the first day because we're working on your campaign. But on the dashboard, it's going to show you how many people are looking for you, how many calls, clicks, all of that's going to be tracked, so you have access to that. And it also, I believe I did go over, I'm not sure, Cameron, did you need a website?
Yes.
Okay. Cause I do see something here in the notes that I put down. So I was also including a website as well, which you can make changes to that on your dashboard also. I understand there's some issues going on with the Google Business Profile since there is a few other companies that have the same similar name. So we're going to want to make sure to get your Google Business Profile up to date, have better pictures, all of that stuff. So it looks, and get reviews too. So it looks, you know, a lot better compared to the other company. But kind of in a, you know, real quick bottom line, that's basically everything.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. He was saying that it was cheaper than who we're currently using.
And then for the website, it was like $100 or something.
So it, our pricing is $299 a month, and it's a one-time setup fee of $99 for the programming. So for today, to get everything going, it's going to be $398, and then after that, it's just $299 a month. And that's flat rate, no taxes, no hidden fees, none of that.
That sounds good. Sounds a lot better than what we're doing now.
And then also, I don't know if I went over the timeline, but I do want to make sure to go over it as well. Your ads on Facebook, they're going to be running in about 7 to 14 days. Your first page placement for all of the services that you offer, so all of those keywords, that's going to be a max of 30 to 45 days. So the sooner we can get on everything, the better, so we can get everything going as quickly as we can.
Okay. Well, that
sounds
good.
How does it all sound?
I already told her it sounded good to me.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
I'm on board.
All right, perfect. So it's going to take me about 10 minutes to get the way it's going to work. I'm going to get basic information. I'm going to set up an onboarding call. That call is the one that takes anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour long. They go over everything in detail. I get payment. I send everything to you through email and through text before we get off the line as well. So just to kind of start everything, the person that's going to make the payment, is that going to be you, Cameron, or is it going to be Ivan? The name on the card.
Yeah, it can be me. It's not a big deal. I mean, it's a company card. But
yeah, we each have one with our name on it, but it's a company card.
Okay, that's fine. So I'll put down Cameron then, and I have the spelling C-A-M-E-R-O-N, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then Cameron, what is your last name?
Hertz, H-E-R-T-Z.
Oh, perfect, okay. And then I already have your email from yesterday. This phone number that we're speaking on that ends in 2562, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes.
Okay. And for company name, I have Lone Star Sprinklers, LLC. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, the address that I'm showing is the 213 West Moore Street in Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, I'm assuming hiding this address on your Google business profile is okay, right?
Yeah, that's where I live.
This
so,
job.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. We'll make sure to get that hidden for you.
Real
okay.
quick.
Yes.
Anyone? Or you just need
Do
Cam?
I what? No, I just need Cameron. You're good.
Okay.
You're good, Ivan.
I'm going to go back to
you. All right. You as well. Thanks. All right, Cameron. I'm going to put you down as an authorized user on the account and also Ivan. What's Ivan's last name?
Contreras.
Okay.
C-O-N-T-R-E-R-A-S.
Yes. I would assume he's Mexican. Contreras.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Now, for services that you offer, this is going to be those keywords. My onboarding team picks the keywords, so all you have to do is tell me what type of jobs you want to be found for.
Okay. We do landscape irrigation, so the sprinklers, landscape lighting, and drainage. So,
okay.
That should be.
Okay. So landscape, irrigation, landscape lighting, and drainage, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, perfect.
And if they need more details on all of that, they can ask.
But low voltage landscape lighting.
Yeah. Low voltage landscape lighting. There is a difference.
Okay. Low voltage, there's a difference.
Yeah.
Okay, let's put down low voltage.
I'm not doing security lights. I mean, you could use the lights for security, but they're not security lights.
Got it. Okay. Okay, that's fine. I did put down low voltage, so that works on that end. Now, your onboarding call, it is typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window. I do have some availability today, but we have tomorrow and also Friday. What works best for you?
Let's go with Friday afternoon.
Okay.
That way I can try to finish up this job and be completely available for that call.
Okay. The latest that I have would be between 5 and 6 your time. Does that work?
That's perfect, actually. That way I try to wrap up my days by 5, so.
Perfect. Okay. So I'll send over the Google invite when we get off the phone as well. And for, let me see here, you have that Google business profile. Facebook, did you have a Facebook page or would you like us to make one for you?
I have one, but
okay.
I don't do anything with it. So it's, you know, still in baby form. So if you guys just want to make one and do all that all at the same time, that's fine too.
Yeah, if you have one already, so if you don't want to do any of, like, posting or maintaining your page, what we can do is just connect the ads where they can click to call you directly. Because if you have one already, it's probably, I mean, it's already there, you know, for the business. So I'll put it down on the notes so that you have one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't use it. It doesn't get any interaction. I mean, even the people that we know and people looking for our work, they just tag me and Ivan directly. And it's like, just send them here. That way that starts getting use and it will kind of do what Facebook does, but they don't get the message. So it's kind of pointless.
Okay.
it is also tied directly to my account. So it would be a bad thing to get separated from my account directly.
Okay. Okay, I'll put it down that we'll possibly make one. Possibly. Okay. Now for your website, it is secure. So we can add payment integration, which means that your clients can pay for your services on your website. Is that something that you would like to add? Is that no extra cost?
I don't know. I might have to circle around to that one because I do online payments with QuickBooks. And when I send the invoice, they can just pay through their email and everything like that. So.
Got it. Okay.
I don't know how that would all integrate.
What I'm going to do is just put it on the notes that you use QuickBooks and if they can explain to you a little bit more of the process of how it works, and then you can decide if it's something you want to do. Okay?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Now, for specific target areas, these are the areas that you want work in. You can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
Okay.
So I can also do 15-mile radius if you want to do that instead.
We'll do Gillespie County.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me make sure I have all the spelling of everything correct. Okay, can you spell that for me, please?
I'm pulling up the map.
Good.
One moment.
Okay, I try to spell it, and hopefully I was hoping Google would correct me, but nope, it didn't. So
it is spelled kind of weird. GILLESPIE.
Found it. I'm ready for the next one.
And then Bernie. That's a county or a city. BOERNE.
And that's going to be the city, right? Not the county? Because pulls up as Kendall County. Okay.
Yeah, it's getting close to San Antonio, so I just kind of didn't want to give a county, and then it pull us real deep into San Antonio and dealing with all that.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
I mean,
fine.
Kerrville and Stonewall.
Okay, one second. Yeah. So
if you can figure out, like, a distance in between all those, or they want to figure out a distance in between the furthest one and just kind of do a radius on that, that's fine.
It's okay. I got it the way that you're so far telling me. So I have the Gillespie County, and then I have Burney, the city, and then I have Kerrville, the city, and then I know I'm missing one. What was the other one that you said?
It's Johnson City and Stonewall.
Okay, Johnson City and Stonewall. Okay. Is there any other ones you would like to add?
No, those are all the major ones. Anyone else around there, they'll figure it out from there.
Okay. No worries.
It's all a bunch of real small areas past that. And, I mean, population less than 2,000.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, it should be all good on that end then. Now, for hours of operation, you currently have now Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and weekends closed. Do you still want to show it that way?
Yeah. And then if I end up on the phone with them and say otherwise, then that's on me. But for the most part, 8 to 5.
Okay. That's fine. We'll leave it like that as well then. And then you did say the card has the company name on it, right? And then your name as well?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Does it have a middle initial?
No.
Okay.
Just
and then is the
name.
Perfect. And is the billing the same as the Westmore Street?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what type of card is it going to be?
A MasterCard.
Okay. I'm ready for the numbers whenever you are.
Alrighty. 5582. 1000 0331 7842.
Okay. And when does it expire?
October 2024.
Okay. And then the security code?
802. It's hard to
perfect.
See.
I know. I had to memorize mine because it's already pretty much erased.
Yeah. I'm so rough on cards. I just need to get a new one. It's been falling apart.
Yeah, he probably should. Now, the next thing we're going to go over is going to be the security question. So you're going to want to let Ivan know or pick something that both you, Ivan, have the same answer to. You can pick the three questions, answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you guys remember the answer. You can do mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born.
Okay, and what is that?
Aurora.
A-U-R-O-R-A.
Let me
I'm pretty
that.
Sure. I'm pretty
yes,
sure that's how
I
you
mean,
spell Aurora.
Colorado. Yeah.
Let me find out.
A-U-R-O-R-A.
Yes. Perfect. Got that
yeah.
down. All right. Wonderful. All right. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement as well. If you have any questions, you know, please feel free to stop me so I can answer any of them for you. But first things first, and then also, sorry, you are going to receive this in email and text before we get off the phone. Now, first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Lone Star Sprinklers, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Cameron Hertz, owner.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are authorized to make purchases for the business as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, so make sure we know that answer as well, because that's how you're going to be able to know it's not some random company. And we're also going to call you from the 877 number. I did send you that through text yesterday, right? If not, I can resend it to you right now.
Yes, you did.
Okay, perfect. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And I'm actually going to reword that for you. It's basically what I was telling you yesterday. You can't have two SEO companies doing the same thing. It messes up your listing. So pretty much that's why we need you to get rid of Town Square. And future-wise, if you do plan on using another SEO company, we do ask that you let us know.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged to date, and that's going to be in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew. It's going to be each month on the 8th and $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time. The only thing that we do ask is if you can please call us 3 days before your billing is due so we can cancel and process everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, let me make sure I sent everything to you through text and email. I'm going to send you a YouTube video as well. So the YouTube video is going to show you how to use your dashboard. You will have your username and password for your dashboard within the next few minutes. It's an automated message that goes out. You can start adding pictures as well. Let me send that.
Could you send that to my phone? The work phone's a pain.
Yes, I can resend it. So sorry. I know they automatically already went out, but I can resend them. What's your cell phone?
830-992-8055.
Okay. Let me save that. Are we able to call you? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say if you could just make that the primary contact for me, but keep the 2562 number as the contact for customers.
Okay, yes.
Try to keep work and personal life a little separated, but you know, it's got to intertwine a little bit.
Especially when you're a business owner, it's definitely hard to do that. Okay, let me send you over. I'm going to resend you those text messages. So let me. No, that's not what I want to do. No, let's go back over here. Give me 1 second. Okay. Okay. All right, so I just sent you over 1 text message. And I'm going to send you over another text message right now that has a link. If you can open up that link. It says my.localsplash.com/terms, and it has your phone number.
Alright.
Now, on the terms and conditions, it goes over what we're going to do for you, which is optimize that Google business profile. It goes over your website. Also, if you need to go on any directory submissions, we'll help you out with that. That's going to be your onboarding call on Friday. We'll go over those. It shows the directories on there as well. It goes over also what we charged you, what we will charge you, how we're running Facebook ads. The other thing as well is it's called a seasonal hold. If you ever get really busy or you put your season on pause, like wintertime, you can always call us. We don't charge you for that month. Just, you know, give us a call 3 days before your billing is due. The other thing as well, you can cancel at any time, just 3 days before your next billing is due. So the only thing I need you to do is if you can click on those 2 boxes, type in your name the way that it looks with the capital letters, and then just click confirm, and it'll take you into what's going to be your dashboard.
The load's a little slow out here.
It's okay. I have the time. It did go through on my end. I'm going to log you into your dashboard, though, before we get off the line. Your username is going to be your phone number. And then your password is, this is going to be all lowercase letters. It's Go Video. And it's in a text that we sent you as well. So you can also see it through there.
Okay.
And then when you log in, I just want to make sure you're in there and you've got access to it. And then we can just, unless you have any other questions, we're pretty much already done for now.
Let me see. 0998-2562. Okay. Go Video. And you said there's a YouTube video on how all this works and everything like that.
Correct. I think I sent that YouTube video to the other number, so let me send it to yours as well. I know my internet's being a little slow on my, it's not my internet, it's my system. It's so weird.
I'm out in the middle of nowhere, so.
Yeah. I'm not.
Usually I don't have this problem.
It should be sending, yeah, the YouTube video just got sent to you, but if you can't log in right now, it's okay. You can figure it out later. I did text you the link as well so you can access your dashboard and it has there your username and password. As of right now, we're pretty much already done with everything. Your call's going to be on Friday between 5 to 6. I'll send you that Google invite now. Do you have any questions for me before we get off the line?
I don't think so right now.
Okay.
I did get into the dashboard, and it's just said, please call back in 2 to 3 days. If I want to add photos, I can.
You can, exactly. So you can start adding photos in about 2 to 3 days is when you'll start seeing, stuff going on there since we're working on it. But as of right now, I mean, it's pretty much already done. If you do have any questions, though, before that, please feel free to call me, okay? I'm still going to be the person that takes care of your account. So you have my extension, and we'll keep in communication, okay?
Okay. Real quick, I don't know if this is a question for you or for
You're
the
fine.
Onboarding team.
Mm-hmm.
But I assume I'll have to get you guys access to the domain, right?
Yes. So the way it's going to work, we go over all this on Friday. But, yes, so your domain, we're basically going to need to get access to it so we can use it and put the website on it. Same thing with Facebook. We're going to need to have admin access, Google Business Profile. But all of those things are taken care of on Friday.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Any other questions for me?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Cameron. I'll speak with you soon.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.